Charles, let's pick that solid gone, and I'll see if I can remember the words to how it went. Me and Merle used to pick the strings off the guitars on this, and
okay,
I'll give you the walk up and you get her.
I might need just a little more monitor there.
Give him a little more monitor on his guitar. Monitor.
Okay, maybe I can hear enough to play that. Okay, go ahead, Doc.
There you go. Thank you. Here you go, Charles. Sometimes I'm happy and sometimes I'm blue. Today I feel so lonesome, I don't know what to do. My blue-eyed babe, she's solid gone. Oh Lord, I love that woman, but she's gone. I know I'm gonna miss her since she's gone. She's solid gone. Would you listen to that engine go a rumbling down the track? They're taking her away. God, it ain't gonna bring her back. And now she's solid gone. Pick it, Charles. When my baby left me, she even took my shoes, and that's enough to give a man those doggone worried blues. Now she's gone, she's solid gone. Oh yes, I love that woman, but she's gone. And I know I'm gonna miss her since she's gone. She's solid gone. Pick it, y'all. Would you listen to that engine go rumbling around the curve? She's a whistling, woo, blowing, and a straining every nerve. And now she's gone, she's solid gone. Show 'em how she sounded, Charles. She's solid gone. There was some little funny things that happened when Merle was little that I still chuckle about, and his mama does too. One time, the first little old house we moved out and rented, Merle was 4 years old, and I had sweet talked an old boy in Boone out of a big old floor model radio, and Merle's laying on the floor in front of that listening to Eddie Arnold sing Tennessee Stud. Now, wait a minute, I ain't going to sing that. Just hold still, let me tell you the story. And Merle listened carefully to the adventure in the song, and he jumped up and run in the kitchen where his mama was and said, Mama, I don't see why they couldn't have called it the Carolina Stud. One other little thing, I'm going to tell this one too. Merle and I, he wasn't over much over four then. I went to the woods to get me a good pole of dry stove wood to cut up, and I got the thing cut down, and the little end of it was about the size of, well, maybe a 12-gauge shotgun shell, and the back end of it run back way yonder, big enough to, well, it was a long pole of wood, and I balanced that thing on my shoulder, and little old Merle was guiding it up the path for me, and no weight on him at all. He was just guiding the end of the pole. And the back of that thing hit a big old blackjacket's nest up in the crotch of a big tree. And I said, run, honey, they'll sting you. And I threw that pole down and laid down and played dead because I knew they'd cover me up. And I laid there like a dead man. And they hunted for me like dive bombers, but they didn't find me. And I got up after they quietened down and went back up to that busted nest. And when I heard them quit whizzing around up there, I eased up and went up and got the little end of that pole and dragged it up across the hill. And them little feet come a-flying back through the leaves, David, and said, "Did they sting you, Daddy?" I said, "No, son, I played dead." He said, "I see you fall down."